A year and a half later, do you understand what led to our financial collapse? Even the president says he has trouble figuring it out.
Many practices were so opaque, so confusing, so complex that the people inside the firms didn't understand them, much less those who were charged with overseeing them.
Today, the Senate takes up complex financial reform, and we're offering a simple explainer of how it works. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 26th. I'm Lynn Scherr, in for Celeste Headlee this morning. Morning,
Simple
John.
Simple explainer.
Yeah,
yeah, good
right.
Look with that, Lynn. All right, let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. A perfect storm of weather conditions unleashed an outbreak of tornadoes over the weekend in rural Mississippi.
I saw the tornado approaching. It was a massive storm. It had a V shape to it, like a wedge shape. And it must have been about 3/4 to a mile wide.
10 people were killed as tornadoes carved a path of devastation across the state, reducing churches, houses, and businesses to splinters. Thousands remain homeless. The oil spill after last week's rig explosion in the Gulf of Mexico now covers 600 square miles and counting. 42,000 gallons a day are leaking into the ocean. Unmanned submarines are now trying to patch up the wellhead, but the process could take weeks. The oil is expected to reach the Louisiana coastline by midweek.
The first procedural vote on finance reform is expected late this afternoon in the Senate. Senate Banking Chairman Chris Dodd says it's time to bring the bill to the floor.
Here we are 17 months after someone broke into our house, in effect, and robbed us, and we still haven't even changed the locks on the doors, and we need to get it done.
Both sides say they will get it done, but will it be enough? We're joined now by Dan Gross, senior editor and finance expert at Newsweek magazine. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Does Congress actually understand the complexity of the financial system? And if it doesn't, can it create regulations to make it not happen again?
No, Congress does not understand the complexity. We always see that regulation and legislation gets passed to sort of stop the last thing that burned down the house from getting lit again, and that Wall Street 5, 10, 20, 40 years hence figures out a new way to blow itself up. So the idea that this piece of legislation would forever and ever stop financial meltdowns in the future, I think, is wishful thinking.
Okay, Dan Gross, stay with us. We're going to be back with you in just a moment. John?
Doesn't sound like a simple explainer to me. We'll just have to stay tuned. President Obama went to West Virginia yesterday to speak at the memorial service for the 29 workers killed in this month's coal mine disaster.
And so these miners lived, as they died, in pursuit of the American dream.
The mine disaster and mine safety is the subject of a Senate hearing tomorrow. Meanwhile, thousands of Arizona residents had this message for President Obama.
Arizona, escucha, estamos en la lucha.
Rallying in Phoenix yesterday, people calling for staying with the struggle to fight a new law that requires police to check the identification of anyone they suspect is not in the country legally. Critics say the law is racist because Latinos will be singled out. At the very least, it has changed the agenda on immigration in Washington, D.C. A survey of economists is painting a somewhat upbeat picture of future growth. 70% of those surveyed believe the GDP will grow by more than 2% this year. Asian and European markets are up at this hour. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow will get underway at 11,204. The S&P starts trading at 1,217. And the NASDAQ opens at 2530. Coming up this morning, as we head into the election season, how will the Tea Party movement affect the ballots? And where is the movement itself headed? It's very loud, but what does it look like? We'll talk later this hour. And in a moment, we talk Congress as they work to fashion the financial regulations. As Lynn and Dan Gross were talking there, it's a very complicated process, but we're going to try to explain it.
Simply.
Simply, yes, indeed. And the Washington agenda, Todd Zwillick's all over that, all in this hour.